అస్మద్గురుభ్యో నమః, అస్మత్ పరమగురుభ్యో నమః, అస్మత్ సర్వగురుభ్యో నమః. ద శ్లోక హియర్ ఇస్ సపర్జగాత్ శుక్రం అకాయం అవ్రణం అస్నావిరగం శుద్ధం అపాపవిద్ధం కవి మనీషీ పరిభూ స్వయంభూ యాథాథ్యథోర్థాన్ వ్యదధాత్ శాశ్వతీభ్య సమాభ్య. This is a just to give an overview meaning, which may not be exact, but just like just a word meaning of this. That person is all pervading, white or bright in a bright to look. He does not have body, does not have wounds, doesn't have nerves. He is pure. He is not affected by sin. He can see everything. His mind is controlled. He is the master of mind. He is beyond everybody, and he created himself. He exists by himself, and he has given or delegated over eternal time, forever, the real truth of objects, real fruits of various karmas to everyone. This is the general meaning of this verse. But let's try to understand Shankara Bhashya here. Yo ayam atitaihi mantraihi uktaha atma sa svena rupena kim lakshanaha ityaha ayam mantraha. In the previous verses, that means the verse before the previous verse is Yasmin Sarvani Bhutani Atmaiva Bhut Vijanataha, and several verses before, the idea of Atman was introduced. And what is the nature of this Atma? That is what is the subject of this verse, Saparyagat. Saha, that is this person, that is, I am reading Shankara Bhashya here. Saha yathokta atma paryagat pari samantat agat gatavan akashavat vyapityartaha. What it means is that atma, the nature of atma is being explained in this verse. Paryagat means he has spread around himself, around everywhere. Basically, he is all pervading. Akashavat vyapityartaha, it is like space, akasha, he is everywhere. Shukram, shubram, jyotishmate, that means it is pure, that person is pure, that is resplendent. Diptiman ityartaha, that is resplendent. Akayam, ashariram, he does not have a body. Linga sharira varjitaha ityartaha. Here we need to understand what a linga sharira is. Linga sharira means, linga means mark or identification mark. Linga sharira means an identification for atma. What is the identification for atma? Manas, prana, and all these inner organs, that is the prana or the breath, manas, all these are known as, collectively known as linga sharira. The sthula sharira means gross body. Gross body means this is the body with blood, flesh, all this. This is the gross body. The gross body is can be visualized by the senses. So it's perceptible to the senses. Linga sharira is not perceptible to the senses. That means one has to explain or understand this linga sharira only by speaking to someone. Oh, mind is like this. This is the nature of mind. Breath is, of course, perceptible. But mind is not perceptible. Mind is only thinkable. That we know what mind is. Coming back to the bhashya, linga sharira varjitaha, that That means this Atman does not have the inner Sharira or the Linga Sharira, which is the mind and the inner organ. Avranam Akshatam. Avranam means this person cannot be wounded. He does not have any wounds. Asnaviram. Snavaha siraha yasmin na vidyante iti asnaviram. Asnaviram means he does not have any nerves. That means these two issues, that is the sentence which says that he does not have any wounds or he does not have any nerves, indicate that he does not have a sthula sharira or a gross body. Shuddham nirmalam means he is pure and he has no blemish of any kind. Avidya mala rahitam. Avidya means the ignorance, the primal ignorance. And he does not have this primal ignorance. And that is known as Karana Sharira. Karana Sharira means causal body. What is a causal body? Some important ideas have been brought out. Sharira means body. There is also another Sanskrit explanation of the word Sharira. It says, Shiryate iti Shariraha. That which gets destroyed, that is perishable, that which perishes after some time. That is known as Sharira. By the Atmajnana, Ajnana is destroyed. And all kinds of Shariras are destroyed. So, this universe is caused by ignorance, according to Shankaracharya. That ignorance appears as this, takes effect as this universal samsara existence in this samsara. The Ajnana is the Karana Sharira, or the primal reason, or the root cause of this universal existence. And if you take this universe as a Sharira, universe itself as a Sharira, which can be taken according to the Antaryami Brahmana, here the Karana Sharira means that the root cause, which is again a Sharira or a body. And he does not have that body either. Apapa Vidham means Dharma Adharmadi Papa Varjitam. Apapa Vidham means this person is never affected by sin of any kind. Whether Papa or Punya, that means Dharma, something which is legally correct and dharmic, and something which is not, Adharma. He is not affected by either. Shukram. Ityadini vachamsi pullingatvena parineyani. Here just a Sanskrit issues have been raised. Shukram, everything, they are all in Napumsakalinga. It should be taken with a pullinga or masculine gender. Sa paryagat ityupakramya kavihi manishi ityadina pullingatvena upasamharat. So thing is, some words here indicate pullinga and some words don't, but you take everything as masculine gender, that is pullinga only. Kavihi krantadarshi sarvadruk. Kavi means all knowing, who sees everything. Krantadarshi means he knows and sees everything, everywhere. Nanyo ato asti drashta ityadi shrutehe. What this verse, this nanyo ato asti, nanyaha ataha asti drashta, is a Upanishad Vakya from the Brihadaranyaka Bhashya, Brihadaranyaka Upanishad basically. What does it say? There is no other knower other than this Atman. So this Kavihi Krantadarshi, or he sees everything, Shankaracharya clarifies the issue, say that there is no other person who is a seer other than this Atman. Let us just go back to see what this verse is in the Brihadaranyaka, just so that we know where it is. Let me just read that Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Nanyato nanyo asti Brihadaranyaka, it is 3:26. Okay, here. This verse is in the Antaryami Brahmana. It is important to look at this. As you know, Shankaracharya specifies and basically declares his Advaita philosophy mostly by taking reference to Brihadaranyaka Upanishad and Chandogya. Mostly actually Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. So we need to understand Brihadaranyaka Upanishad very well. And this is like a movie trailer. In the sense, when you go and watch one movie, there will be a trailer of another movie. Like that, while we are looking at Ishavasya Upanishad, there is a trailer to Brihadaranyaka. Brihadaranyaka is a great Upanishad. Maybe after Ishavasya Upanishad, we should take up that Upanishad. That's always been my real goal, to understand and try to look at Brihadaranyaka seriously. Here, the verse says, after it starts, the Antaryamani Brahmana goes, it says, Prithivyam, Yah Prithivyam Tishtanne, Esya Prithivi Shariram, all this. They will go through several of these sentences, and then it starts with Yo Rota Retasi Tishtanne Retasu Antaro Ye Reto Na Yagam Reto Na Veda Esya Retas Shariram Yo Reto Antaro Yamyat Yeshata Te Antar Atma Antaryami Amritaha Adrishto Drashta Ashrutaha Shrota Amato Manta Avignato Vignata नान्यो अतो अस्ति द्रष्टा नान्यो अतो अस्ति श्रोता नान्यो अतो अस्ति मन्ता नान्यो अतो अस्ति विज्ञाता एषते आत्मा अंतर्यामी अमृतः अतः अन्यत् आर्तम् ततो होद्दालक आरुणिः उपररामा. दिस इज द वर्स. लेट मी जस्ट रीड ए सिंपल ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस. Only the one which is concerned about this Adrishto Drashta. He is the non-seen or the unseen, but the seer. He is the unheard, but the hearer. He is the non-thinker, but the thing. He is the, one second. He is Avignataha Vignata. He is the unknown, but the thinker. He is Amato Manta. That means he is non-thinker, but the thinker. That means he is not mentally accessible, but he is the thinker. He is unknown, but he is the knower. There is no other seer than he. There is no other hearer other than himself. There is no other thinker than himself. There is no other knower but he. He is your Atman, the inner ruler, the immortal. Everything else is a source of misery. Then Uddhalaka Aruni stopped questioning. This is the idea of this Upanishad. Basically there it says that there is no other thinker, knower, other than that Atman. Shankaracharya clearly says, takes this very powerfully and says that if that is true, then what is all this jiva and everything, that is the soul and everything? It has to be a figment of or an effect of avidya or ignorance. That's his idea. But the real purpose he brings this shloka here in this Ishavasya Upanishad is that nature of Atman, to explain the nature of Atman here. And his purpose, he clarifies in the next few verses of his own Bhashya as to what he wants to understand out of this. Manishi manasaha ishita. Manishi means the manasaha ishita. Means he is the he controls the mind. He is not controlled by the mind. Sarvajnaha Ishvaraha ityartaha. He is all knowing. That is Ishvara. Paribhuhu sarvesham pari upari bhavati iti paribhuhu. This person is beyond everybody. That is he is above everyone. Swayambhuhu means swayameva bhavati iti. Swayambhuhu means he himself exists by himself. That means he did not need anybody, any help to exist. He is not dependent on anything. Esham upari bhavati, yascha upari bhavati, saha sarvaha swayameva bhavati iti swayambhuhu. Shankaracharya gives a different meaning also regarding this word swayambhuhu. He says, esham upari bhavati, above which a person can rule, or usually rules. Yahacha upari bhavati, and the ruler himself. All of them is himself. That means he is the ruler and the ruled. He is the king and the subjects. Like that. Saha nityamuktaha ishvaraha. That person, Ishvara, who is nityamukta, is eternally free. Yatha tathyataha sarvajnyatvat. Because he is a sarvajna, that means he knows everything. Yathatatha bhavo yathatatyam. That means he knows the truth of every entity, everything in this universe. Tasmat yathabhuta karma phala sadhanataha. So he knows what actions should get what effects. So he knows karma and sadhana, the methods, that is, one second, yathabhuta karma phala sadhana. So he knows what efforts are required for what actions are required, and according to what actions, what fruit should be given. And hence he separates out the fruits of actions and the nature of entities all forever. Arthane kartavya padarthane vyadadhat vihitavan. He has prescribed what to do to get what kind of fruits, and how everything fits in with this. Ethanurupam vyabhajate. He has separated out actions and effects of actions separately. Ityartaha shashvatibhyaha nityabhyaha samabhyaha. Shashvatibhyaha means forever, for a very, very long time. Samvatsarakhebhyaha prajapatibhyaha ityartaha. Oh, here the meaning is slightly different. Shashvatibhyaha nityabhyaha samabhyaha. Over time immemorial. Samvatsarakhebhyaha prajapatibhyaha. He has given these actions and fruits of actions to samvatsarakhebhyaha. That means the samvatsara is a type of, I think it is the name of the prajapati. And so many prajapatis are there, maybe starting from samvatsara. Hold on a bit. So he has given these actions and effects to this samvatsaras, who are prajapatis. If you remember, there is a verse in Bhagavad Gita. It says, sahayajnyaish praja srishtva purovacha prajapati anena prasavishyadvam eshavos tvishtakamadhuk. So this prajapati says, everybody who is created in this universe along with the yajnas or actions from which they can get release from this bondage. So the yajnas are for good of humanity and for humanity basically. So this is a similar, I think the similar meaning is brought out here. Let me take a small break and then find out if you have any question here.